Hey, welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I hope, you know, for the listeners I have, I hope that you are enjoying my podcast at the same time. You know, you can always share my podcast, friends, family, anyone you think who might like to hear it. You know, sometimes you need to pick me up. Sometimes you need some good motivation. And, you know, today's episode, I'm definitely going to cover some good positive things. You know, I've covered a lot of stuff about, you know, a workplace or, you know, goals, aspirations, inspirations, and motivational targets that you could have, right? So, you know, I'll tell you, one of the best things that you can really do for yourself every day and for the people around you is bring the energy, you know, bring the energy. Let me tell you, people who have a strong energy about them, I think they are people who tend to get things done. At the same time, they tend to be maybe even more of a leader, because people will follow people who take charge and have the energy. And also, I think people who exemplify energy that is contagious, but at the same time a strong energy that's really motivated. So when you have this energy, you become more motivated, right? And you're a motivating person because you're energetic and you're excited to get things done. At the same time, you know, I think this type of energy, I like to say, is a directed energy to help, you know, well, just get you boosted for the day. You know, I think it's important to find a good routine, or it's important to find things that help give you healthy sources of energy. At the same time, your own mind is powerful. You know, we need goals. You know, if you ever listen to Anthony Robbins, he talks about how goals are important, you know, for sure, right? We need goals. We need things to keep our minds busy so we don't get bored. You know, everyone's at home right now during the coronavirus. So sorry that this is a time in our lives that we have to deal with, but that's just the way it is. Hopefully everyone's doing good. You know, a lot of people don't know what to do right now, right? They're unsure. They got all this time at home. Well, you know what? You could make a YouTube channel, you know, start singing, post your stuff on TikTok, post your stuff on Vine, you know, make some music, you know, show a talent that you have. You know, so many people, you know, the show America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent, you know, there's regular people who have the most beautiful singing voice and who have all this talent, yet they don't use it because they got to work a regular 9-to-5 job, and that's life. And so, you know, I hope people can go out there and think to themselves, well, you know what? I can show a talent, and I can use social media to prove that, you know, I should be seen, just like Justin Bieber did, right? Justin Bieber was on social media. Justin Bieber started, and Justin Bieber blew up, right? You know, I think Justin Bieber was like 11 or 12 years old. He might even have been 10. But anyways, point about Justin Bieber is that Justin Bieber grew up from a young lad who just took to social media. He was like the most Googled person for he's like the most Googled person in the last 10 years. So Justin Bieber, essentially, he got better, and he became better, and he became you know, an icon. But anyways, you know, the point I'm saying is he seems like an energetic person. I like that about Bieber. But anyways, you know, when you can bring the energy, I think that's important. I think it's also vital for your existence. At the same time, you know, put the energy into the talents. So why I'm bringing up Justin Bieber is, you know, he went on YouTube. You know, he's on Facebook. He's on Instagram for sure, right? You know, I don't know if he's on TikTok yet. But anyways, you know, That's the way she goes, right? I'm sure Bieber's on Spotify. Bieber was one of the first people to hit a billion. One of the first to hit a billion on YouTube for songs. Anyways, so, you know, point is that you should really put out your content at the same time. You know, just like me, right? I'm making a podcast. I want my podcast to touch people. I want it to inspire you, right? I want to inspire people. That's what I really want to do, is inspire people. So, you know, that's just it. I love people. I love inspiring people. I think people need more inspiration. Even myself, sometimes I need it. You know, I'm excited to go get attention. I'm excited to go get ideas of mine done. You know, you want ideas. You know, I think life is great when you're healthy and when you're happy. You know, I used to struggle, and I got really healthy. You know, I struggled for a while, turned my life around. You know, at the same time, I think what a lot of people can do is, you know, find something, work towards it slowly, right? So the point I'm making is slowly make a YouTube channel, slowly make Instagram. It's not going to happen overnight, right? You know, Justin Bieber did almost get found, but then again, overnight. But then again, he had to work for his fame. You know, Justin Bieber puts in the work. Justin Bieber toured. You know, he had the talent, and that's, again, talent. So he was good at playing guitar and singing, and he's got a good voice, and he was good on drums, right? That's why Usher and Justin Timberlake wanted him. Anyways, we all know the story. So, you know, point is, you could be the next Justin Bieber, or you could be the next big star, the next big thing. You know, a lot of people, they just, you know, they didn't fulfill their own needs in life, and that's really just feeling good about yourself, and also, you know, sharing things that you love, share your talent, you know, share the things you work hard for with other people. You know what I mean? I see it all the time. That's why I love Instagram. You know, as much as people say, oh, I don't want all these fitness followers, no, let me tell you something, this is for positivity. I don't care when you post your photos on Instagram, awesome. I hope you have good progress pictures, right? I want to see people that love their bodies. I want to see people that love changing their bodies and doing better. And at the same time, you know, I love people who really make the effort to be smart about what they're doing next and really execute a good plan for their own future, right? You know, so many people, they don't think enough about how they can become a better person for the future. And so what happens is it manifests into other things, you know, and it can easily, it does for me. I slip into depression, right? You slip into depression when you're not manifesting your own life, you know, or when you're, and that's exactly it. You have to go out, you have to put your name on, you have to go out there, put your name out there. But also, I want to say, put your foot on life. You know, you have to put your foot in the door, you know, and at the same time, you have to go and stamp a mark of your own self, your own eagerness, your own motivated path, right? You know, some people are going to fail, some people are going to succeed. You know, you got people, who was it, like Ray William Johnson. You know, that's a guy I actually really, really like. This guy, Ray William Johnson, started on YouTube. He basically started a whole fad where you know, his channel still has some of the best content, I think, today, and some probably the longest running. It's crazy. Like, people who have a gift of the gab, or also people who are just talented at editing videos, you know, maybe that's something you're really good at. You know, put out the content, put it out. It's gonna go. It's, you know, share. Get tons and tons of people that you can get in contact with and get attention from, and eventually, you know, things will probably happen for you, right? And that's motivational. You know, I'll tell you, you got two options. You can either work on it or not work on it, and the rest is your choice. If you work on it, you can only go up. If you don't work on it, you're only going to go down. That's just, it's never going to happen. If you don't do anything about it, it'll never happen. No matter how long you sit there and think about it, it ain't going to happen. You got to have action, and you got to be willing to look in the face of fear, look in the face of failure, look in the face of others who, you know, who might be there, and just get stuff done. Get it done, you know. I really want to say something important. Make sure you have a good support system. You know, I've always said this on the podcast. It's super important to be motivated. When you got people nagging you at you and slowing you down, and or saying stuff that isn't productive, isn't constructive. You know, I hated working with a person that I wasted like 5 years of my life with, just working hard for a company, and essentially it didn't pan out, and it was the biggest mistake I ever made working there, and basically it sucked my life, and now I have to restart my own life. You know, I have to kickstart myself up again, and I got to restart my own life, and I have to come back from a really dark place. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it, and I managed it. You know, I think it takes dedication every day and strength every day. You know, perseverance is so important. You got to persevere through anything, whatever comes your way. You know, we got a virus out right now, but you know what? Don't fear. It's going to go away. That thing, it'll be fine. You know, do what you can from home. Work. Find new ways of doing things. Find new, you know, live and live and love to live. Be excited to live. Be excited for life. Be excited to live for tomorrow. Be excited to live in the now as well. You know, I'll tell you, there's, and tomorrow you could wake up, have a brand new idea about life and start something spectacular, right? There's amazing things you can do. There's tons of things. You know, I told my friends, I'm like, you can do anything on Instagram. You can be anyone on Instagram. That's the greatest thing, is you can be anyone. You could start a collection of photos, you know, post it, you know, get on all the other sites, get on anything and anything that can get you some attention for your talent and or, you know, your amusement. You know, some people are made, some people are the makers of themselves, you know, and I'll tell you, what I think really heavily lacks in today's society is, creativity, and I want to say the positive inspiration that they find in themselves. You know, we take it for granted when we're feeling good about ourselves and or really feeling really good about doing stuff for ourselves, and that works together, okay? So when you do stuff for yourself, you feel better about yourself. See how that makes sense? It's perfect. I said it perfectly. Okay, so do things for yourself. You'll start to feel better. Your brain releases dopamine when you're doing newer things too. You know, find new things that are, you know, practical and that can bring you success. Why I love social media? Because it's practical. You can post your stuff. You can post who you are. You can post your likes, your talents. You could post your vacations. You could post where you've been, where you are, what you're doing, you know, whatever. Your favorite pet, dog, cat, you know. And so I think that we all want to be in the same spot and be sharing and be kind of caring for our own lives and you know, I think it's important that we get a little bit of reality check, but also it's important that we become maybe a little bit more than what we were yesterday each new day. You know, this is something I like. You know, it's like, why haven't you, you know, it's like imagine this. It's like, imagine you're going to the gym and you can only move the weight rack. You can only bench press. You can only bench press 200 pounds, right? That's your max. You can never go more. You know, Imagine how sad that would be, that you can never, ever go more than 200 pounds, right? That's really sad if you can never bench press more than 200 pounds. And some people, the mentality is, they can't bench press more than 200, so they're not going to try for it even more. You know, whereas someone else is going to have a newer idea and going to think, I got to break my record. I need to break records and I need to do better for myself and go harder. And then you know what? Their determination adds more strength. So their determination probably gave them more power, more strength, and they're going to be able to lift and bench press that 200 pounds. And it's going to happen, and it will happen. You know, even if you have to train harder, put on more weight, and exercise your muscles even more, eventually you're going to move the 200-pound bench press mark, and you're going to go higher and better. You know, but it's your motivation that's going to bring you there. Okay. You know, you have to remember the world vault revolves around you every day. And it really, really does, because, you know, people don't want to do a lot of things for others. You have to do for you to make it happen for you. No one's going to make it happen for you but you. Okay. That's as simple as that sounds and as almost silly as that sounds. That's the truth. That's the truth. Okay, you know, you're the only one who's going to show up to the interview. You're the only one who's going to show up to the job. You're the only person who's going to make sure they show up every day for a year. You're the only person who's going to show up every day for 2 years. You're the only person who's going to dedicate their life to an organization, a cause, or CrossFit, or, you know, your favorite sport or your favorite type of literature that maybe you love to write online, blogs late at night. You know, there's so much people can really do. And so I'm really excited to hopefully have more people be excited about entering new ways of thinking. You know, I really want people to really focus on improving and optimizing their life. I think one of the most underrated word for 2020 is optimize. Okay, so I'm gonna make this the word for 2020. The word for 2020 is optimize. How are you optimizing yourself? How are you optimizing your time? How are you optimizing things, right? A smartphone will help you optimize in so many ways. You can do so many things over the internet on a smartphone. You can optimize this, optimize that. People are addicted. We're living in a fast world. At the same time, you know, I think it's important that you get the rest you need. At the same time, wake up every day and optimize something new, okay? Optimize whether it's your exercise routine, your diet, whether it's your work, whether it's your schooling, so your education. Maybe you're learning something new online. You know, maybe you can get credits for learning something new. You know, here's the thing. We're only here to live and do things, right? So, you know, sometimes we're going to get down, and maybe this is when you need to listen to my podcast. You know, you got to bring yourself up. You got to feel good about who you are. You know, you got to bring and definitely develop and harness your energy. You know, you have to harness your energy at the same time. You know, be very smart about things. I'll tell you, you know, one of the best things you can do for yourself is take care of yourself. I used to, back in 2018 when I started this podcast, I remember saying, you know, optimize. No, but I basically said in a form or another, okay, you need to love yourself first, but take care of yourself, right? Because you only have your life. Right. So in a sense, you're optimizing your life every day when you're living for yourself, but you can do it better and use newer things in your own life to enhance your life and enhance, you know, I want to say, the things you can do, your capabilities, your potential, your learning abilities. Right. Now, another thing what I want to say is, you know, so as I went back and I told you what I used to say, it still applies. It'll never change, you know. Focus on yourself. Get yourself feeling good, but get yourself happy and taking care of yourself. That means taking care of your health, taking care of your hygiene, taking care of, you know, quitting smoking, taking care of, you know, your own relationships, taking care of your mental health, taking care of, you know, even your blood health. Make sure you don't have diabetes. Make sure you are getting enough, you know, rest, like I already just said, but also, you know, drinking water, getting healthy foods at the same time. You know, you need to be geared so you can have more things to achieve every day. See, what a lot of people do is they just coast, and they live in this bubble of this life that they have every day, and the same old routine is the same old, and they don't think of anything much too new and exciting, and they're just kind of, you know, they're just kind of maybe doing a couple things here and there. But, you know, I think a lot of people are tired, and the working world can really drag you down if you're not careful about it. At the same time, you know, you want to be your own best friend, and self-love, like I always say, remember, self-love is the most important love. No one will love you more than you can love yourself, and that's just logical, okay? So, you know, be there for you first, then be there for others. You know, I'll tell you, there's people out there who probably, maybe, they're struggling, but they're not doing anything about it. You know, if you're struggling, do something about it. You know, I know it's so sad sometimes where, you know, you have to restart, or you have to go at a point in your life where you have to turn things around, and you must do it, and you have to find the strength inside of you, and you have to make it happen, and you have to just believe in yourself, and you have to really just give everything you have towards something. You know, let me tell you, a lot of people, they don't have this aspiration, they don't have this motivation. But you know what? You know what separates the normal people from the successful people? It's the people who are in the Olympics. It's the people who are the top athletes. It's the people who are the best of the best, and the best of what they do is because they're probably putting in more time. They're probably putting in more talent. They're improving their talent day by day. At the same time, they're probably setting higher, better, bigger goals for themselves and higher expectations. These are two things most people don't do, is set bigger, better goals and higher expectations. Setting bigger, better goals and higher expectations. Setting bigger, better goals and having higher expectations for yourself. Do it, do it, do it. I said it 3 times. You got to get it done. You know, it doesn't matter about other stuff. You know, you're here to live for you. You know, I'm not telling you that you have to go out and destroy someone, and or also, you know, I'm not telling you have to go out and I want to say, do something that is silly. And I've already talked about this on the podcast. Like you have to use reason, okay? At the same time, respect. Put out respect for people. Try to get respect. You know, a lot of young people, their biggest problem is they can't respect other people. And or also, young people, they don't have a conversation anymore. You know, I think what happened to us is we learned too much slang, and we learned too many hip-hop variations of, you know, oh, this is a culture we got to adapt to. And it's just like, I think it's crazy, this hip-hop culture. And kids don't know where to turn. Kids don't know who to be. They just see someone cool who's got money and cars, and they think, ooh, you know. But the reality is, I know people who will never make enough money to buy a nice fancy car, and who threw away their lives with drugs at an early age because they thought to themselves, well, I guess I'll just do the drugs if I can't buy the car. They do the drugs. They end up in jail. They end up homeless. They end up without a place to live, right? Or have a place to live for their family that could provide. You know what I mean? So you have to really realize, you know, when you're trying to do good and get on the right path and work for yourself and get a job and go get educated and do good, the government has your back, okay? The people will have your back. Your family probably likes you even more. You know, people will care about you even more. You know, trust me, when you really care about yourself, it's basically an image that you're saying, I care about me. I'm going to care about me and do things for me. At the same time, it's also important that you really understand that, you know, your value is important and your value is just as good as anyone else's. Your value shouldn't be diminished by anybody. Don't let that happen. And also at the same time, no one's necessarily better than you. Now, some people might be able to, you know, do things physically a bit better than you, but at the same time, your mind is just as good as theirs. You know, you can always work on yourself physically, and you can always work on yourself mentally, you know, and you can always train your brain to do good things. You know, there's so many people out there, they throw it away. And, you know, I think to myself every day, I look back and I see people, I'm like, you know what, some of them had really good goals. Some of them didn't stay the path. Some of them, you know, just, I want to say they just live in a life where it's like, they're not totally there for themselves, and they're not totally geared to be, I want to say better for, better for yourself. What I will say is, you know, your potential is great. Every day you have the ability to expand your potential, expand your knowledge, expand your life, expand your social skills. I think one thing people really need is good, healthy social skills, good, healthy social habits. You know, go after what you want instead of just saying things and at the same time saying inappropriate things. Don't do it. Instead of saying things that don't even really matter, like, who care? Anyone smart doesn't care about rap music. Anyone smart doesn't care about culture. So people who don't know who to believe in, who don't have any good figures in their life, they look to the worst figures. You know, be smart, focus on your education and making the money. Money, 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 money. It's the only thing people keep track of. It's the only thing people really care about. Is you got to have money first to care about yourself. Then you can care about others. So that's why money is so important, to care for yourself. Anyways, I love you guys. Stay good. Stay fresh. All the best in the future. I'm out. I'll be back with another podcast shortly. Hey, welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm going to try to bring you some information that, you know, I think is important. You know, I think it's important to be a good person and to affect people in a good way. You know, we're all in the same boat together. You know, why do people need to be a bully when, you know, there's no need to be a bully and you can be someone's friend instead, right? You know, be someone's friend instead. Try to listen and understand their point of view instead of always talking back before you think, you know. At the same time, you're going to develop good debating skills when you think before you speak, you know, and that's important in life. And at the same time, I think, you know, it's important to be reasonable and sensible, you know. And there's some things out there that, you know, I'm not a big fan of. You know, I'm going to talk about some big issues on the podcast today. You know, first things first, you know, with coronavirus going on, you know, help out when you can. Even myself, you know, I'm definitely doing a little isolation, but at the same time, you know, if I can help someone, I will help someone. You know, I think it's important that we really look to changing things in a better way. I think how you do this is by socially adapting to good, healthy forms of doing things for yourself. I'm always a big advocate, right, of being motivated, staying happy, staying healthy, you know, finding ways of staying on top of your life. You know, for me, sometimes I struggle with staying on top of life, and I just need a reminder to get back on to important issues and important things. You know, go, go, go. Live life and have fun and be free with it. You know, at the same time, you know, don't sell yourself short. You know, some people are struggling. Some people might be homeless. I hope my podcast can reach out to those, or reach out to you to reach out to those that might be struggling in a bad way, you know. And I think it's important we address the elephant in the room. You know, there's a lot of people out there who still struggle. You know, I've donated money in the past, or just given money to strangers, or donated to a charity that could use money to help feed people who need a meal. You know, like Jimmy Kimmel, he's doing that. Jimmy Kimmel and who's the other Saturday Night Live host? Is also doing some charity, some fundraisers over the coronavirus. They're broadcasting videos from home. You know, at the same time, I think there's lots of opportunity to do good, and you know, think smart, do things for yourself. You know, I don't like people selling short, and I don't like people, you know, doing things like I feel even guilty. Some people who, you know, sell themselves short. There's a big kind of wave right now for women who are selling themselves on the internet. You know, girls are now going to Snapchat Premium and selling photos and selling themselves. And I think it's just one kind of, you know, it's a messy thing. And so are other industries. You know, I'm not a fan of the sex industry and, you know, videos on the internet. You know, I think many of you know what I'm referring to. And I think, you know, all that stuff is it's not healthy for people growing good self-esteem. Okay. It's not healthy to grow good self-esteem. B, it's really not, I think, in a sense, good. Like you're kind of throwing away a secure private life, where now your private business that most people do, you know, you can't go out in public and perform acts, right? But it's okay to put it on a phone. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you put it on the internet. To me, it's like, well, you know, most people probably thought to themselves they regretted it, you know. So I think the industry is bad. I think it targets probably young teenagers, and that's what's worse. And the sites are 18 plus, but a lot of the people that go on there are a lot younger, and that's the sad, sickening truth. You know, in these sites, these bad websites with adult content, the adult content on the websites is just inappropriate. You know, and it's like, you know, it doesn't lead to healthy habits. It doesn't lead to healthy relationships. It actually, loneliness is a cause for frequent visiting of adult websites. So the people who are lonely, they visit these adult websites. People who are lonely, they visit the cam girls and they donate money. You know, so I think that's bad. And I think there's issues with this type of exploitation of humans, you know. And I think, you know, I think it should stop, because, you know, I think it's probably not a glamorous industry, but it's also, there's got to be better things to do. And I think it is what it is. We're at a point where probably most people are against it, but you can't stop it entirely, you know. Like, if the FBI and the internet would have to, like, completely terminate and shut down websites, and I just don't know, because it does make a lot of money, people donate money, and at the same time, you know, it would be a massive undertaking. But, you know, There's people who still go to church. You know, there's people who live completely different lifestyles who, you know, in some religions, they don't want to show any nudity. You know, in some religions, the women wear the black hijab, and the black hijab is basically so men aren't tempted to touch the wife because she's completely hidden, right? And, you know, I mean, I think to myself, you know, your privacy is valuable. And I understand, you know, there's a big, big wave of people who don't care and who think to themselves, you know, oh, it's whatever, whatever. You know, they believe in, you know, selling themselves for nudity. But it's like, what about the sex trafficking? Or what about, you know what I mean? It's like, you're going to now, creeps are going to know who you are. You know, you're going to get creeps. You're going to get people who essentially, you know, they might want to come to your house. You know what I mean? It's a bad thing to be posting for women, videos of themselves naked. Like I just on Snapchat, I think it's too far. It's too far, you know, and these videos will end up on the internet. See, people are posting videos on the internet. If the video is saved to your phone, it'll go on the internet. Like, there's people who, like, you know, and here's the thing. It's just for girls who are in their 20s, well, there's probably a girl 18 doing it, and then 17. You know what I mean? Like, when are the women, and that's against the law. It's illegal, right? You have to be 18. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's also, you know, it's illegal to show nudity on Facebook, right? You know, so, but it makes it right on Snapchat. You know what I mean? It doesn't. No, it doesn't make it right. You know, look into it. Google it, right? It's like, you know, I can't handle that. You know, someone's daughter is going to be exploited, and that's not good. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, can you really advocate for someone exploiting your child and exploiting, you know, themselves just for money? You know, it's just, and it's not even much money. These girls are probably making, you know, peanuts. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? So to me, it's like, well, you're not making much money. You're probably, you know, like start a business, start your own business. That's way better. You mean, like, I don't get it why these people want to show themselves naked. And, you know, to me, it's like, well, you know what, where's the privacy, you know? And I think it's just going to lead to a bad path. It's the beginning to a dark path. And I think society, should put a stop to it. I think it's up to, Snapchat. I think Snapchat should really look into what's going on. And I think maybe even, you know, close it down, you know, cause a lot of people don't want to put videos on the internet already. So, but now you got these young girls thinking they can make money on Snapchat. And the problem is when you're 18 and you're 19, you're 20 or 21, you're impressionable, right? You're so impressionable. Like, you're thinking, oh, this is great. You know, guys want to see me, you know. Well, you know what? Like, yeah, does anyone think about it? You know, do you think about how, like I said, I was like, you're not going to have a political career. You're not going to be a cop. You know, you're ruining your image at the same time. It's like, you know, it's not a smart thing to do. You know, for me, I think, it's a very dark kind of path to go down. And that's why I stand the way I stand. And I think, you know, adult sex trafficking over the internet is going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And it's opening up a portal, right? It's like the dark web. You know what I mean? It's like, it's opening up a portal that I think is going to be an ugly thing. You know, instead of relationships anymore, it's more like, you know, people be fending and doing things on their own, and, you know, people don't want to commit to relationships, and we're gonna have more and more broken families. You know, that's what I see. I see lots of broken families coming, and I think there's gonna be trouble in the future, and I think that there's gonna be some issues with, you know, posting these nude videos online and Snapchat Premium. It's gonna have problems with employers. Like I've told people this, you know, and you know, it's something that someone needs a voice of reason behind this, and I want to be that voice of reason. You know, I'm gonna say, well, you know what? Someone should say, well, think about it. You know, I'm not judging. I'm not judging if a woman wants to do it. I'm just saying it's not good. Like it's not a productive thing. It's not a productive thing to do at all. You know what I mean? It's like go design an art. You know, go do something else. Go do something else other than trying to sell yourself naked on the internet. You know what I mean? Like that's where I just kind of find the problem. It's just there's so many other things you can do to make money. You know, I was like sell some stuff. Sell your clothing on Craigslist, eBay, Amazon. You know, we'll sell some stuff. Get involved in affiliate marketing. You know what I mean? Like there's better ways to make money, much better ways, and there's ways that aren't degrading you. You know what I mean? Like if you're gonna, even if you have a business career, in 5 years you're gonna look back and think, wow, you know, someone probably has my videos out there, and they might even resurface. You know, that's the thing. Things are going to resurface at the same time. You know, some people doing this career, it's not even a career. That's the thing. When you want to go out in the professional working world, you know what? You know, I don't think that it's a hard place to be. But I think, I just don't think that it's healthy. It's unhealthy. You're putting in images in a young woman's mind that says my the value of my body is only worth what someone's gonna pay for it, right? And so the value of your body is only worth what someone's going to pay for it. And, okay, your value is only based on how much money you can get by selling your nudes. You know what I mean? And it's a competition these women are doing. You know what I mean? I swear these girls compete and they think, you know, oh yeah, you know, yada, 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 yada. It's like, well, you know what? At the end of the day, it's like, you know, I don't think that it's appropriate to sell yourself sexually and to be selling yourself naked online. I just don't think it's career smart. It's not a smart career move. It's probably something that you're gonna feel guilty and loom over and doom over in your head. That's just how I see it. Now I don't want to sound like a cynical person, but the reality is, you know, people will judge you, and at the same time, you know, that's how society works. So, don't take it from me, okay? It's not a personal thing. The way society structured with the government, with education, with the government structuring important information and structuring society, right, with laws, with, you know, even just I want to say a working world, right, that has social barriers, right? We built a working world. When we live in socialist, right? We live in a socialist country and a socialist time right now, and a socialist economy too, right? So we live in a socialist economy, and the issue is, you know, when you look at the United States, even Canada, right? Because it's socialist, it's like, you know, it's not something that I think is even, you know, healthy to do. You can make and do more than sell yourself on some app. You get what I'm saying? When you look at the bigger pictures of everything, it's like, well, when we live in a social economic time now and we're socialists, it's like, well, we don't need to really be putting ourselves in a situation where we're harming the fabric of society, and we're harming social behavior to you know, it's like drinking and smoking cigarettes became social. Well, you know, the government's gonna make money off that. You know what I mean? The government is waiting to get their hands in an industry to make money. And I'll bet you in the next 10 years, the governments are going to make money off of people on adult sites. And they're going to make money off of anyone trying to be like Snapchat and selling nudes. I just think, for me, it's sad because, you know, like when I got Snapchat, I think I was like 20, and I think, or I was like 21, and it was, you know, Snapchat's been around for a while, and I think there's a whole bigger issue here that everyone's missing. Okay, and this whole bigger issue that I think I've talked a little bit about this problem before, and I'm gonna bring it up. The whole bigger issue that everyone's missing that needs to be cleared up here, I think, is that people are doing this younger and younger. So people are breaking the law and sending photos, inappropriate photos, maybe inappropriate videos, underage on these social media platforms. Okay. And so I think Snapchat's probably very bad. I think the government needs to go in and they should clear things up. The truth is, a lot of the times the government's doing nothing. And I think, you know, all right, fair enough. If for illegal, there's people who do things in a legal way and they do a specific work, and the government has passed, you know, for sex workers. And I mean, I don't think that that is even necessarily really even a good idea. But at the same time, you know, it can help some people make money. You know, I'll tell you, I think the problems we're having is we're having issues where there's not enough to be put on as a major factor of problems that have taken the place of specific jobs or specific roles. You know, with even with coronavirus right now, it's crazy. They're closing malls, they're closing tons of jobs. So, and I understand, you know, people want money, women want money. You know, here's what I think, you know, you should find people that you can make money with, that you can trust, and also, you know, like move in with some good roommates. You know, Gary Vee said, well, move into a cheap apartment with some roommates. Rent, you know what I mean? Get a 2-bedroom apartment. Live dirt cheap, right? Live dirt cheap, save monies that way. There's just too many other things that are more important than your premium Snapchat. That's all I'm saying. Okay. There's too many. It's like, you know what? Look at the food you're eating. You know what I mean? Save money on that. Save money on being like a minimalist. Live like a minimalist. There's too many other smart things you can be doing that you know, girls just don't think about. They're hopping on some social train because they're hyped on it. Oh, I want to get attention and sell myself nude and beat my neighbor or beat whoever else, when the girls with class aren't doing it. The girls with class are passing classes and not shaking asses, and they're doing it in a very good way, and they're going to go to the top, you know. And unfortunately, you know, people do make mistakes. At the same time, you know, I think your premium Snapchat is just not where your focus needs to be. Okay, your focus should be more on you building a career, building an image, building a healthy platform. You know, I just don't think, you know, the fact that, you know, women want to sell themselves all the time. Just you know, in a sense, I don't care, right? In a sense, I don't care because I'm not a woman. I'm a man. But in a sense, it's like someone needs to care, because too many women, you know, we need good women to stand up and speak up for this. And I think it's a travesty because not enough women are standing up for this. And it's so sad. It's like I lose confidence and I lose respect in females when no one is saying no. You know what I mean? It's like, no, that's a bad idea. You know what I mean? It's like, well, is there anyone that's saying, no, we shouldn't put naked photos of ourselves online? Lots of platforms are saying no. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you don't, when you're making a business webpage, should you post yourself naked? Oh, here's my business. I sell cookies. Here's a naked photo. Buy my cookies. You know what I mean? Well, you know, it's like, that stuff doesn't really work. You know what I mean? It's also, it's like, you know, you're going to have a time in your life where you're going to look back and you're going to, you know, you're going to have to tell your kids and explain to them what you did. You know what I mean? It's also, it's like, you know, I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate, right? But at the same time, you know, people are going to do what they want to do. I'm not going to stop them, right? I can't stop a woman. I can't, you know what I mean? At the same time, you know, it's like, you know, when are the women going to say, you know, enough's enough, and, you know, let's take back some pride. You know what I mean? Take back some pride for a woman and concealing your body like they used to. You know what I mean? Now it's just like the more skin. I don't know. And you know what? I love a woman with a beautiful smile. The rest doesn't matter too much. You know what I mean? At the same time, issues need to be brought up because people do not think in a way where it's, they don't think negative. They just think, they think positive. They think positive. Sell yourself. Well, you know what? Selling yourself doesn't mean literally selling yourself. Okay. And online with nudes. I mean, I just think that, you know, it's not appropriate. It's also, it's something where I think it'll probably eat at some girls consciously. You know, it's going to eat at you subconsciously. At the same time, you know, I don't want to be the badger here. I'm just saying, right? It's a time where you have all these choices now more than ever. And going online and doing this Snapchat Premium, there's too many better choices to make, in my opinion. So that's my opinion. I hope it helps. I hope someone hears it. I hope you can share it with someone who needs to hear it or who you might think wants to hear it. You know, and that's all great, right? You know, I think a lot of people, you know, you know, can look to other assets. You know, TikTok's great. TikTok, you know, people want TikTok more than probably Snapchat. You know, Snapchat, I feel like, you know, like we need more important pieces of privacy, you know. And I think the problem with Snapchat is that, like I said, it's an illegal gate for people who are kids or teenagers who are just gonna, you know, make a terrible mistake. And that's the issue, you know. And I also think, right, like I said, again, you know, is some woman gonna eventually say, no, let's take back our pride and let's stop doing this, you know? And will that woman be you? Will that girl be you? You know, I think it's important that women have more self-respect. And I think also, you know, selling your body is risky. It's risky. I think it's also, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I could see it if like I used to think in a way where, you know what, I used to think some people want to make a career in the adult film industry, but I think that that's a very big decision to make. And at the same time, like I said, I gave you my insight on it. You know, I personally don't think it's good, even as a male, from a male's perspective. And that's probably very hard for a male to tell you, but at the same time, from a male's perspective, I want to give you my unique perspective. I think it's not healthy for young people to be on those websites. It's not healthy for the people doing the videos, and it's probably not good for, you know, even spending your time doing, you know, I think we're at a place where we've socially formed what we want. At the same time, you know, I think these girls are hopping on a wrong path, and the wrong path has started with Snapchat. And I think it's only going to get worse. You know, what's next? What's next? TikTok? You know what I mean? Is TikTok going to have its own section? You know what I mean? It's creating more gates for internet problems, you know, underage issues, and you know, I think it's important that you really talk about it with your family. That's what I think you should do. I think you should talk about it with your family. And I think there's better decisions you can make. And I mean, I just want to sincerely say that, you know, I think there's better decisions you can make. And that's going to be your choice. But at the same time, choose smart. Choose for a better future. Choose for success instead of choosing for something that is selling yourself at a low form of success. You know, I'll tell you, it's important that you remain intelligent. And I think, you know, the more we do things that cost us, you're doing less intelligent things. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, people want to have, you know, private accounts of stuff, but it's like, you know, I think that's not really that good, right? There's other things you can do. You know, there's other ways, like I've already said, right? So, you know, I want it to be an important message. And I think that you don't necessarily want to be toxic. And I think, you know, is it a form of self-love? You know, some women are doing it out of necessity, right? Because, like, that's where I don't like it. I don't like it. It's like, you're doing the laziest thing out of necessity. It's like, I have nothing else left to do but to sell myself naked online. You know what I mean? And that's where it's, that's where it takes a man to say it, because that's where it's like, it's killing me inside. It's like, there's a thousand other things you could do to try and make money. But instead, you know, girls want to do nothing about it and just be at home, make some videos and hope they make money. You know what I mean? Or make, you know, it's just like, that's where I think, you know, that's where it's wrong. And I think you don't want to stretch yourself thin. And I think that's where you're stretching yourself thin. And I think it's important to not stretch yourself thin. And I think it's important to build upon your own character, but yes, build upon your own way of living. And I think, you know, a lot of people might not care, but you know what? There's gonna be actions behind it, you know. And I think I made myself heard. And you know, however you want to see it, however you want to think about it, you know, that's up to you, right? And I'll say, you know, talk to your parents about this stuff. Bring this stuff to light. You know, and I think the more that people understand that what people are using these apps for, like, parents don't know what their 16, 17, 18-year-old, you know, daughter or boy is doing on their phone as an app, right? It's like, you know what? Parents need to be there. Parents got to intervene. You know what? You build habits as a teenager, and some of those habits will stick with you. And I think, you know, that's important to realize the ramifications of these habits, right? It's important to understand, you know, what's a precaution to take to avoid generating bad energy. But what I really want to say would be, are you generating bad attention to yourself, right? So, and what this is it really is, it's bad attention, but it's also, I think to myself, you know, when people slip up, I'm telling you, you know, employers will look on your Facebook. You know, employers are looking on your Facebook. They're checking you out. You know, I think the cleaner you are, the more success you're going to have. Why? Because no one can attack you if you're super clean, right? You know, it's like, well, when you think that, you know, when you think that socially men control everything, well, if you're selling yourself on Snapchat, then you're right. You know what I mean? You're giving up yourself for a man to buy some time for your body. And either way, it's, you know, no matter how you look at it, you can look at it in lots of ways. Someone could say, well, it's a way to make money, right? I get it. And I've seen a lot of the angles, right? I've seen a lot of angles. I've thought about it, right? But I just don't think it's really the right decision. You know, I just can't think that that's healthy, and it's not an adult thing to do. I mean, it's not adulting. You know what I mean? It's a young, foolish women's thing to do. At the same time, you know, I think that you got to be careful. And I think, you know, at the same time, you know, men are terrible. And I think, you know, I think, you know, some men have made bad mistakes and have probably ruined some things on social media. At the same time, you know, that's sad because it's costing other people, right? And when you cost other people time, money, and ideas, right? That's bad, right? It's like people don't get it. You know, people don't get it when you say and you do things like, you know, stuff gets bad and stuff gets, you know, really bad, and it's like racism, you know. Who's a perfect example of that? Look at the guy. I talked about him. Papa John, right? Papa John got caught saying the N-word, and he lost his job, right? So he got caught saying the N-word, and they fired him. So, you know, do you think that's a good thing? Probably not. At the same time, you know, could he have done something differently, a bit better? Sure. So I'm here to tell you, you know, do something differently, a bit better. I'm here to tell you, you know, no matter what you do, right? Whatever you choose, right? I think it's about self-improving. And I think why this topic is important and we can raise attention, motivate yourself to do something. Go write a blog. People will want to read it. You know what I mean? Or go, you know, go turn into, you know, like do babysitting. Go create a daycare center. You know what I mean? Go create something that has more purpose than selling yourself naked online. You know, and as a whole, it's not good for society, you know. You know, it's like you're basically just doing pornography, and I'll tell you, you know, a lot of people are against that, and a lot of people think, you know, well, it's not good, and you know, we could have it where we could have it where things change at the same time, you know. I think it's bad right now, you know. I think the government doesn't have enough control of our internet, that is the black web, social media, the dark side of social media. You know, I don't think Zuckerberg, you know, I'm not pointing fingers at Zuckerberg, and I have nothing bad to say about Mark Zuckerberg. I don't. I like Zuckerberg, but the point is it's Facebook's privacy act, but it's also it's Facebook's, you know, people are going to Facebook jail for posting bad stuff. You know what? You should. You know, they should scan things. You know, people will make mistakes and send their naked photos of their bodies. It's like, that's not right. It's not right. You know what I mean? It's like, that's going to end up posted somewhere, or socially, someone's going to buy the video, flip it on you. You know what I mean? Someone's going to come back at you in a way where you don't need them to do that. You know what I mean? That's why we have privacy. Okay, does anyone ever learn from the past, right? Why do we have privacy? Because things like this come back at us, right? You know, look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton lost the president because he performed a heinous act with the secretary. And then they impeached him. You get what I'm saying? It's serious, right? It's very serious, and I think, you know, it's important that we're being smart. I think it's important that we're thinking, you know, well, what's a healthy way? You know, you don't want to do things where you're exploiting yourself unintentionally, right? See, that's the point I want to make, and that's the point I want people to hopefully understand intelligently, right? Think of it and think of it again. Don't make the mistake of exploiting yourself unintentionally, okay? So when you exploit yourself, you're exploiting yourself unintentionally. You're exploiting where people are going to exploit you, right? And that's why there is laws and rules in politics. And that's why there's laws and rules in society, right? Because I'm going to come at you and attack your character, and or I'm going to exploit your weaknesses. I'll exploit your dirty deeds. I'll exploit your dirty laundry. You already heard this before, right? Or I'll exploit you. Some people might extort you. You know what I mean? Don't give them something to extort or exploit you with. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when people want to play the victim, you know, let me tell you, well, you better be an innocent victim or it ain't, or life doesn't turn out so nicely that you might think not twice about it. Okay, so anyways, that's the podcast. I hope I at least put some ideas in your head. Okay, you know, I hope I made some talk. You know, let's be social about it. Let's talk about it. Okay, you know, I want girls to talk about it. Even dudes, your sister might be doing it. Do you want your sister to be selling herself on her Snapchat? You get what I'm saying? You probably don't. Anyways, thank you. Share with your friends, your family. You know, at the same time, make this social awareness, you know, because it's a topic where, you know, if all of society gets on board, well, then all of society gets on board, no issue, right? No issue. I'm here, I'm a mediator. I'm thinking, well, you know, I can see why women want to do it, but I also can see why there's probably 1,000 better other things that they can do. And I think that, you know, don't do it out of desperation and laziness, because that's where people regret it, right? They regret stuff like that. Anyways, you know, thank you. Hopefully you listen and you enjoy this and, you know, talk about it, right? And, you know, we'll see where this goes. Anyways, I'm out.
Hey, what's up, podcast listeners? Welcome back to the podcast. You already know. Hopefully you're having a good day. You know, I'm chilling up in Canada, the north. We the north. Yo, what up? Wrapping up. I'm just saying, you know, summer's coming. And, you know, I hope we get this coronavirus behind us as soon as we can. You know, at the same time, you know, people are going to have to, I think, you know, work. It's important. You got to work from home. You got to find out, like, I'll tell you, to be honest, the government is not going to save you. The government can't keep shelling out thousands of dollars and giving it to everybody while the country's like shut down, businesses are going to go under. You know, I think some businesses, I got information from some really, really rich people, and they're really, really rich, like Robert Kiyosaki. I listened to, I even heard Dan Pena. And basically, the world will never be the same. You know, the world's not going to be the same. There's some businesses that, they said from their expertise was not going to be the same. Like, I could see like businesses that need customers and plentiful amount of customers in order to make that retail purchase. You know, this is just killing retail even more. Retail was already slowly dying. Malls are getting wiped. Okay, people don't want to go to malls. People don't, you know, want to do things that aren't involved with without finding a better way to order it off the internet, okay? Or ordering off the internet. I'll tell you, the number one job in demand right now. Let me tell you. Let me come with this, and you're going to be maybe surprised, but I doubt you're going to be surprised. I doubt you'll be surprised. The number one job right now, I'm going to say, the number one jobs to get, it's not grocery store workers, even though grocery store working is good. It's probably at home, do-it-yourself business development. At home, do-it-yourself business development is now going to be accepted. Even more, I'm not the only guy. I just watched a video yesterday about how because people are being forced into their homes, and if you have a job that you can work from home, the companies are supposed to advise you to do so. So you're technically very well, basically, forced to live at home, and or at the same time, okay, you're advised work at home. And so now, I'm gonna tell you the two best jobs though. Okay, the two best things to do: work at home, develop your computer skills, develop Microsoft Excel, get PowerPoint, understand both of those apps. You know, download Zoom, get ready for meetings at home, get ready for group meetings. Everyone should have Zoom. I'm telling you, this is such good advice. This is the digital age now. Now more than ever, we're going to rely on digital transmission from home. Okay, so get this digital Zoom app. Another thing, you know, the other job that is probably super, super, super going to be everywhere is companies like Uber, okay? Driving. People are going to need you to drive to Walmart for them, buy their stuff. They're going to order groceries online. They don't want to go to the stores if they're smart. If they're smart, they're not going to go to the stores and they're not going to catch some virus, right? If they're smart, they're not going to go out unless they have to, right? That's the rules right now with coronavirus everywhere, really. So, you know, I'm thinking, I'm very confident in believing that people with a vehicle right now, if you have a vehicle, you got a lot of job opportunity. Think about it. You know, there's restaurants. Restaurants are being ruined. What do they do now? Some places got drive through. Some places with the restaurant, all they're doing with the restaurant is they are delivering. 7-Eleven delivers. 7-Eleven delivery. 7-Eleven just hired a new 20,000 positions. That's right. 7-Eleven just hired 20,000 positions. And I think that's just in my country. I don't know in the United States. So any business that's staying open, even if it's essential, you could be online driving granny's meds to her place for cash. Okay, you can still drive right now. Gas is super, super cheap, so it's the best time to drive right now. And having a car, you can do anything. A, having a car, you're more likely to get a job right now because you have a vehicle to go there. At the same time, you can control the market because you have a car. You could say, because I have the vehicle, I'm going to charge you more. Right, so you have the option to then therefore say and dictate, you know, how much you want to make, where you want to make it, you know. So that's also pretty smart too, you know. I'd say go out there, go compare what people are making, come back with the decision, and see for yourself on it. You know, another thing, it's just like this, like, people are in need of drivers to do things, you know, a lot. At the same time, it's like, you know, driving to get someone's groceries, like I said, working for a company, you know, probably Amazon. You can even work for companies that help Walmart, like a personal shopper, you know, like, so they shop for a grocery list that you give them, and you sign up through the app, right? You sign up through a app, and they got delivery drivers for Walmart. I ran into one like 2 weeks ago. She told me a little bit about it. And anyways, you know, even taxiing right now, it's also people don't want to walk anywhere. People want to get places fast. And at the same time, I think what's happening is delivery is like quadrupling. You know, you're delivering a meal, skip the dishes. Everyone's got kids at home. You think they got time to fill a fridge for all those meals when most people used to go out? No, they probably don't. They probably got, you know, probably got a few restaurants open, and those restaurants gonna make a killing doing skip the dishes. And I think either way, I think the fact that you have a vehicle can really, 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 you know, other than the fact that this is why it's second to online businesses. Like, I think at home businesses are gonna boom. Doing business work at home is gonna boom. And so, you know, you might even see some stores close. Some stores are going to take a hit. You know, we'll see after the aftermath. You know, we'll see when the dust settles. Okay, we'll see the aftermath after the dust settles. And, you know, I don't think it will be entirely pretty. You know, they can only bail out so many businesses. Here's the thing. You know, you can only bail out a business that's geared to work. And at the same time, this is changing the economy. People are now going to be like, you know, doing things differently. People are going to be smarter, and they're going to be like, wow, we don't need to go out that much. That blows through so much cash anyways. You know, people are going to think, you know, I don't need to spend even more money, you know, and that's slowly going to happen. So I think restaurants are going to fade. I think fast food might survive, but I think anybody who's got their own personal business is in deep, deep trouble. And, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. And that's just the sad reality. And I think, you know, I think you got to really, 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 really have a good plan and a good course of action to take during these times. You got to be more practical. You got to reach people on the internet. You got to reach people on Facebook. You got to reach people on YouTube. You got to reach people on Instagram. You got to reach people wherever, you know, even TikTok, you know, advertise online. That's a new thing. I'm telling you, it's going to online marketing and digital advertisement is going to take over in the next 10 years. We're going to have Las Vegas on our cell phone. Okay. We already do, you know, it's like the Las Vegas Strip. Everything's in lights. Everything is saying, you know, I'm shiny, come over this way, right? Things are going to be on the internet. Like, I'm shiny, buy me, you know? So, like I never really even went out to, family owned restaurants. I did it as a kid. When I grew up, sometimes these family owned restaurants are a little bit more expensive. At the same time, I just don't eat the food restaurants serve. You know, for me, I find it's actually cheaper. And it's healthier. For the most part, the menus are unhealthy. It's like no one wants to put salad no one wants to put salad on a menu. Some fast food places, they do, yeah. Salad's the cheapest thing. You know how cheap it is to make a salad? A head of lettuce is 99 cents. A giant head of lettuce is 99 cents. That's cheaper than a burger. You know what I mean? So I go out, get some salads. You know, you can still buy tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, whatever, pickles, you know. Even your condiments, they're going to last you a long, 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 long time. And so, you know, there's other ways to do things. You know, this is a good tip either way. Go to the grocery store, you know, be reasonable. Maybe you can of beans would fill you up healthier and fill you up more with more sustenance in beans than a burger. A can of beans is 99 cents. Okay, you can get a dirt cheap big can, maybe even like, you know, you can get a ton of food now at cheap prices. And I'm just trying to be helpful in advice, right? So, if you live and you do things cheaper, I think you can do things better for yourself, right? It's like, so people who can go out, save even more money, I think that's where people are going to be forced, because this economic downturn, I think people are going to be pressured to live cheaper than they have been. They're going to look for cheap meals. I know food banks are exploding right now. I read the news. I heard food banks are exploding. The money, the government's giving money to food banks. You know, I heard in the U.S. food banks can't keep up. I heard, that's not a good thing. You know, at the same time, I think what's going on is they need to really, what are these real numbers? You know, I watched a video yesterday and it got taken down immediately, pretty much. I watched this video and it was posted on YouTube. It had like 1.3 million views. And I seen it on Facebook and I decided to check it out. And basically the video was people going around to hospitals where the news was saying, oh, these hospitals are being pressured with clients and they don't have enough resources to deal with all the clients that were there. That's kind of what people are really worried about. And there was no lines at these hospitals. Some of the hospitals were dead empty. You know, so I feel like it's not as bad. Remember, there's 350 million people in the States. It's probably not as bad as the news makes it out to seem. You know, Canada's got the least counted results. Every day I get braver and braver because the numbers don't go up as bad. I think things are getting under control now. I really do. I don't think things have escalated. You know, like I said, with Italy and the coronavirus, Italy's was a very, very old population. And all the people that, well, not all of them, that's not true, but I think it was a vast majority were sick already. And so the coronavirus swept them quickly because they didn't have the vaccine or any defense, really. And it was also, they didn't have, it's so sad. It's so, so sad. I'm giving a moment of silence for the lost. You know, it's a time we'll still probably never forget. I'd say, so go back to it. You know, we got hope. We can hold on to hope. And as far as Italy is concerned, I'm sorry. And The people there are good people. I think they just didn't quarantine off their hospitals. And the problem was, once the sickness gets in a hospital, it's going to spread to everyone. So they're stopping major surgeries. I think what you need to do is, I think what needs to happen is, people need to be aware, you know, if you got this, if you have a virus, if you have symptoms of the virus, right, you got to hold back. You got to stick it at home, and they come and test you. You got to get tested somewhere where it's not going to be transmitted to a bunch of other people. So if all these sick people go to the hospital, it's going to transmit to everyone in the hospital, you know, in a sense. If they're not keeping the places sanitary, you know what I mean? It's like, so we need to be smart. We need to be careful. And that's what I think is being put in place. What I think needs to be put in place is, sure, more respirators, more gloves. I was thinking everyone should wear gloves before they go out shopping. You know, you don't want to spread the virus if you have it. So wear gloves when you're touching stuff. B, if you're touching, if you go out and you're shopping and you're touching a ton of things, you might be touching something that has the virus on it that you shouldn't have been touching. And now you're going to get that virus, probably touch your face, going to go in your eye, or it's going to go in a bodily fluid. You know, that's not good. Or you're going to breathe it in. If you breathe this in, you know, so I'm not totally against respirators. I'm not totally against Walmart workers. If you work in the day and you're around the general public, Walmart workers should get respirators. You know how much traffic is going to go to these grocery stores? Trump said yesterday, Trump's not closing down. All these grocery stores are remaining open. There's going to be tons of food. So they'll have enough food, you know. It's unprecedented times, but I think, you know, I want to get back to work. I want to get back to working. I need it. I think I really want to get back to work. I feel like this is just a long vacation, but it's going to end. And I think, you know, we don't have the support that it takes to keep this thing going. With people not working, I just don't see it. It's not realistic. With less and less people working, right? With less and less people working, it's going to cause a problem where, less and less people working, it makes the economy worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So the longer it goes on, it's just going to dig. It's digging a deeper hole. You know, they might have to take out more bailout, more money to recover the economy, recover a stock market. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's not a good situation. The longer we go, look, we're already hurting after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right? 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. It's just every week it's going to hurt more and more and more and more and be harder to recover from, you know? So I'm just stating it is what it is, you know? I think people got to find ways to, you know, make, sell money, sell your gold watches, sell your gold, you know, your silver. At the same time, you know, maybe switch cheaper electrical companies. This is a time right now where you could switch bills, find new companies, find things to live cheaper, find things to live better, optimize your rent, optimize your bills, optimize what's charging you. You know, these big customers don't want to lose customers, so they're gonna play nice ball. You know, And that's nice, instead of playing that hardball at the same time, you know. I think we're in a situation where jobs are going to get tougher. I don't think everyone's going to get this money on time to be able to afford to keep living at the same time. You know, I don't understand how people can just, you know, put life on pause. It's just not gonna be a benefit for everyone. You know, I don't see how people are gonna be able to continue living in a manner that is growing for them. I think growth, unless you're gonna get online and get into online sales and do something, you know, video conference calling, I think will be conference sales. You can conference call makeup from home. You can conference call anything. You can conference call and do sales. I think that's important. I wish everyone well. Okay. I wish you well. I wish you, you know, stop the video games. Stop the movies. You got to think here. If this is going to last, this isn't one big vacation. Okay, so I'm giving you this final word, and I want it to stick in your head. This is not, I repeat, not a giant vacation. It is not the time right now to play more video games, to relax, to get, to, you know, to blow more money. This is a time right now. You should save money. Why? Just in case things get worse. Save your money. Either way, it's smart. Save your money. Let your money go. You know, people on EI and employment insurance, people getting insured even by their employer, it's not as much as you regularly make. So you got to pinch pennies more. You have to, you know what I mean? I don't want to say pinch pennies, but I want to say you got to optimize your spending habits. So you buy the cheaper oranges, you buy the cheaper toilet paper, you buy the cheaper branded stuff, you know, and then the same would go for, you know, buy stuff on sales. And never went out of style. It's never gone out of style, never gone out of style. Look online, find sales, find things getting rid of for cheap, buy them, you know. Right now is a time where we're at a point where it's not too serious, but it's serious. And you know, we don't want the government to make too hostile decisions. So be good, don't mess up, don't bother people, don't go, you know, breaking the law. Watch out for coronavirus rules too. That's another thing, you know. You got to make sure that you don't have coronavirus issues that are going to spoil your life's work at the same time your economic standpoint, right? It's so important. It's going to go back to that. You know, what are you doing to survive times like this? You know, do you have a plan? You got to be able, you know, if you were just getting by, I mean, I don't know. Most people, if you're smart enough and you analyze who's the cheaper company, get the cheaper cell phone company, get the cheaper, you know, gas heating, right? Get the cheaper, even the cheaper living apartment. Go rent with a roommate. You know, that's Gary Vee did that, right? Gary Vee said, or, you know, go rent somebody, go rent a room, make it cheaper, you know, split the rent, you know, even though I know we got to avoid social isolation, at the same time, you know, I still think it's okay, you know, not everyone's gonna, you know, if you have a family of four at home, what do? You have a family of four, you do nothing, you just have to live like that, right, you know. keep checking the media every day. You know, I foreshadowed a lot of what would happen. I remember reading this Wuhan thing back in February, and I think even maybe even January. And I thought maybe it won't be too bad, but it turned out to be pretty rough. So, I hope things are okay. You gotta be smart at times like this. Keep the grind on. Reach out to neighbors, you know, if they need help, you know, be more comforted in your community. You know, reach out with your mouth and talk to them. Don't be ignorant. Don't be belligerent. You know, don't throw stuff. Don't go making noise. Don't pound on their wall. If you, you know, go talk to people. I think, you know, we're all kind of just a little on edge and a little kind of angry. You know, the government's doing this to us. And at the same time, it's like, well, we're doing kind of what's best for a greater good. But, you know, it's not going to be, I think, it's not going to be enough for some people. Some people, I think, you know, if you don't have a cell phone or the internet, you're basically up shit's creek, you know? So you got to apply for government money, government funding at government agencies. You got to do your taxes. It's really, really just, it's an ugly situation right now. I'll tell you, it's not what the government really wanted. At the same time, you know, things might change with the government, maybe for the better. We'll see. You know, who knows what this new issue will bring. At least, you know, the coronavirus could always be worse. I'm looking on the bright side. I think at times like this, you got to look on the bright side, not to remain too depressed and too negative. You got to look on the bright side. I get it. Sure. You know, pandemics bring fear. At the same time, you got to remain calm. You got to understand panic doesn't do nothing for anybody, you know. So you got to remain calm. Look at the bright side. Look at the bright side. You know, it could be worse, right? You know, people could be in anarchy right now. People are obeying this coronavirus, and they're doing good. They're doing really, really good. So stay good. Reach out to where you can. Find out what you can. If you need food banks, if you need, you know, whatever in your area, go check it out. You know, do what you can. So be smart. Be strong. We're all gonna get along. Okay. See you guys. No fighting at the grocery store. Wait your turn in line. No fighting. Things are gonna be all right.